Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. Today we will learn some English and have fun together. My name is Katie, and I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Our topic is entertainment, and this new lesson is called Now You See It, Now You Don't. Now you see it, now you don't. Peter, do you like magic shows?
I love magic shows. They're the best thing ever. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Now it's time to look at today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter.
Jim needs a magician for his son's birthday party. Rob tells Jim to learn a few simple magic tricks. Maybe Jim can make a coin disappear. No, the party will be very soon. Besides, he can't practice enough. But actually, Susie knows a magician. Jim is so happy. Susie saved his life.
I think this will be a great lesson. Magicians are a lot of fun to watch, and it will be fun to talk about them, too.
Yeah! Have you ever been to a magic show, friends? Those are really cool to watch.
I know! Magicians can do a lot of cool tricks. We've talked about that word before. We've already learned about bite tricks and tricks that you can do with a yo-yo.
But today is all about magic tricks. Do you know how to do any cool magic tricks?
Good question, Peter. Friends, let's get started with this cool lesson and learn our keywords with Christina now.
Jim 要为他的儿子办一个生日派对，他想要请一位魔术师来表演。魔术师就是 magician。Jim needs a magician for the party。Rob 建议他干脆自己学几个小把戏，然后在派对上表演就好了。比如说，把手上的铜板变不见了。动词消失不见就是 disappear。He can make a coin disappear。可是派对的时间就在眼前了，而且他也没有时间练习。Besides, he doesn't have enough time to practice. 所以 besides 就是而且、此外的意思。Jim 到处找魔术师，结果弄了半天，事实上 Susie 就会变魔术啊。Actually, Susie can do some magic tricks. 句首的 actually 是副词实际上的意思。Jim 真的是太高兴了，他说 You saved my life, 你救了我一命。 Life 就是名词性命。
Hi Taylor, do you know any magicians?
No, I don't, Jim. Why do you want a magician?
My son's birthday is coming up in a couple weeks.I want a magician to do tricks at his party.
Fun! Kids love magic.
Yeah, they do. So I need to find a magician, but where can I find a magician?
Look online. That's the best way to find one.
Let's talk about something that Jim says. My son's birthday is coming up in a couple weeks. What does the phrase coming up mean?
That's a great phrase. If something is coming up, that means it's going to happen soon. Jim's son's birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks.
So that means that his son's birthday is just a couple of weeks away.And what if I say that I have a big test coming up?
I know. That means you should start studying right now, because the test is happening soon.
That's right, Peter. Friends, can you think of a way to use the phrase coming up?
When it's almost your birthday, you can think of some things you want to do for your special day. A lot of people have a birthday party.
And you can do something that's really fun at your birthday party. Jim wants a magician to do tricks at his son's birthday.
Before we learn anything else, I want you to learn more about this sentence pattern with Christina.
Jim 想要找一个魔术师在儿子的生日派对上变魔术。他说 I want a magician to do tricks at his party. 这个句型是一个很常用到的，你一定要学会哦。Want someone to do something. 想要或者是希望某人去做某件事。比如 I want Jenny to sing at my wedding. 我想要找 Jenny 在我的婚礼上唱歌。He wants someone to fix his TV. 他需要有人帮他修电视。I want them to come earlier. 我要他们早一点来。
Thanks, Christina. Everyone, magician is one of your key words today. Remember, a magician is someone who can do really cool tricks.
Those tricks are called magic tricks.Do you know what magic is? Magic is when something impossible happens.
Yeah, magic is really hard to believe. You don't know how it happens. But I love watching magic tricks. I just wish I knew some cool ones.
You could ask a magician. Jim needs to find one. But where can he find a magician?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know that now we can learn about it with Rebecca. Here she is now.
If you are looking to go to a certain place, you can use this grammar point to ask someone where to go. Where can I, verb and noun. For example, where can I buy a new car? Or where can I go to eat dinner?You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So where can Jim find a magician? He can look online. That's the best way to find out. Let's learn more in Conversation B.
Are you still looking for a magician, Jim?
Yes. I looked online...and I couldn't find any. There aren't many magicians around.
Why don't you do a few magic tricks?
Me?
Sure, you could learn a few simple tricks. You could make a coin disappear.
I doubt it. Besides, I don't have enough time. The party is a week from Saturday.
Even though looking for a magician online is the best way to find one, Jim still couldn't do it. What happened, Katie?
Well, he did look online, but he couldn't find any. There aren't many magicians around.
When you use the word around, you are saying that there aren't many magicians close to here or near you.
Yeah, I could also say there aren't any gas stations around.Maybe I don't have any gas stations close to where I live.
Or I would say there aren't many good places to get Mexican food around here. So I really need to find a place with that kind of food.
But lucky for all of you, you have a lot of good teachers around. And we're going to talk to another great teacher right now. Here's Christina.
Jim 上网去找魔术师，却是怎么也找不到。他说 ,There aren't many magicians around. 意思是这一带这附近魔术师不多。句尾的 around 是附近的意思。这个句型表达这一带什么东西不多。比如 ,There aren't many gas stations around. 这附近加油站不多。There aren't many coffee shops around. 这一带咖啡店不多。There aren't many bookstores around. 这附近书店不多。这个句型是不是很好用呢？你也来练习一下吧。
Wow, we are so lucky to have a teacher like Christina around. Friends, I hope you learned a lot about using that word.
And let's keep learning. Jim can't find a magician, but he still wants one for his son's birthday party.What can he do now?
Rob has an idea. Why doesn't Jim do a few magic tricks? Rob thinks Jim should do magic tricks himself.
That's a good idea, but he would have to learn some simple tricks. Something simple is easy.
But even easy magic tricks take some time. Remember, the party is coming up in a couple of weeks. Is that enough time for Jim to learn some tricks?
I don't think so. Jim says he doesn't have enough time, and the party is a week from Saturday.
That's less than 2 weeks away. I think Jim's right. There's not enough time. He won't have time to learn these magic tricks.
That's true. Well, everyone, Jim has a problem here. He can't find a magician, and his son's party is soon. What can he do? We'll find out after this break. We'll see you again soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back to our entertainment lesson. In this lesson, we're talking about Jim. His son's birthday party is coming up soon. It's a week from Saturday.
And he wants to have a magician at the party. But there aren't many magicians around. What can he do? Let's find out more in Conversation C.
Hi, Susie. Do you know any magicians?
Actually, I do.
You do? Great! Who?
Me. I can do some magic tricks. Years ago, I did magic for kids' parties.
Susie, you can save my life!
I can?
Yes. Please come and do some magic tricks at my son's birthday party. It's a week from Saturday.
Okay, I can do that.
Wow, this is amazing. Susie is so talented. Peter, did you know she could do magic tricks?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that Susie is really talented. And she can help Jim out a lot.
You're right. Let's talk about what Jim says here. You can save my life. He says this to Susie. But, Peter, does he really mean that she can save his life?
I don't think so. Usually, when you say, save someone's life, that means that you keep them from getting really hurt or dying. But you can use it another way.
Yeah, Jim is saying Susie saved his life because she's going to help him a lot by doing some tricks at the party.
So if someone does you a big favor and helps you out a lot, then you can say, thanks, you saved my life. It's kind of a fun phrase to use.
Yes, it's a different kind of English phrase. See if you can use it sometimes, friends. So Susie can help Jim at his son's birthday party.
Yeah, years ago, she did magic tricks for kids' parties. Have you ever heard the phrase, years ago?
If you did something a long time ago, that means that you did it years ago.
Well, I'm glad everything got worked out in this lesson. Susie can help Jim. It's all going to be okay.
You're right, Peter. There's nothing to worry about now. So, do you have anything else you want to teach our students?
Well, actually I do. We could learn today's calendar phrase.
Actually, I do.
Actually, I do.
其实我喜欢.
Nobody likes cold weather.
Actually, I do.
Nobody likes vegetables.
Actually, I do.
Nobody likes exercise.
Actually, I do.
Everybody loves ice cream.
Actually, I don't.
What?
Actually, I do.
Actually, I do.
其实我喜欢。
Actually, I almost forgot about today's calendar phrase. Thank you, Peter. Friends, that's all the time that we have for right now. So, it's time for us to review our key words. Say them with us.
Here's our first key word of the day. Magician. Magician. The magician can do great tricks.
Disappear. Disappear. Where did the cat go? It disappeared.
Besides. Besides. I'm tired. Besides, my eyes hurt.
Actually. Actually. She actually wrote a book.
Life. Life. She lived a good, long life.
Those were all the key words we learned today. Make sure that you keep practicing them at home. Right now, though, we will continue our review and look back at all the conversations.
Hi, Taylor. Do you know any magicians?
No, I don't, Jim. Why do you want a magician?
My son's birthday is coming up in a couple weeks. I want a magician to do tricks at his party.
Fun! Kids love magic.
Yeah, they do. So I need to find a magician, but where can I find a magician?
Look online. That's the best way to find one.
Are you still looking for a magician, Jim?
Yes. I looked online, and I couldn't find any. There aren't many magicians around.
Why don't you do a few magic tricks?
Me?
Sure. You could learn a few simple tricks. You could make a coin disappear.
I doubt it. Besides, I don't have enough time. The party is a week from Saturday.
Hi, Susie. Do you know any magicians?
Actually, I do.
You do? Great! Who?
Me. I can do some magic tricks. Years ago, I did magic for kids' parties.
Susie, you can save my life!
I can?
Yes. Please come and do some magic tricks at my son's birthday party. It's a week from Saturday.
Okay, I can do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ginger's Magic Show.
Ginger, you're not a magician.
Yes, I am. Watch me do a magic trick.
Okay, I'm watching.
Ladies and gentlemen, see the empty pan.
Oh, this here. Okay, I see the empty pan.
Yes, now put the lid on the empty pan.
You mean this lid here?
Yes, now say the magic word. Banana, banana, banana.
Banana, banana, banana. Ginger,
yeah.
Those aren't magic words.
Yes, they are. Look in the pan, monkey man.
Okay. Hey, look at all these bananas.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a great trick, Ginger. How did you do it?
Very well, thank you.
Wow.
Now give me a banana.
Today is the day we answer it. Question one. Why does Jim need a magician? Why does Jim need a magician?
Look for the answer in conversation A. He needs one for his son's birthday party. Here's question number two. Do you like to watch magicians? Why or why not? Do you like to watch magicians? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Do I like to watch magicians? I do. I like to go to magic shows or just watch them on TV. Sometimes they do small tricks. They can pull rabbits out of hats. But sometimes they do even bigger things, like make an elephant disappear. How do they do it? Is it real or is it a trick? Watch their hands closely. You might see them pull something from their sleeve.
Does the monkey man like to watch magicians? Who doesn't like watching magicians? They have the ability to create wonder and excitement by doing things you never thought were possible. You know, I not only like to watch magicians, I have a few magic tricks of my own. I can't cut people in half or walk on air, but I can guess which card you're thinking of. For my next trick, I'm working on trying to make a certain monkey disappear.
Do I like to watch magicians? Of course I do. I love to watch magicians. It is always so fun and exciting to watch. You never know what they might do. Sometimes they can pull a rabbit out of a hat. Or sometimes they can make things disappear, like your watch or my wallet. And sometimes in a big show, they can make cars disappear. It is always fun to watch magicians.
Do I like to watch magicians? Yes, I do like to watch magicians. I love to go to magic shows and see all of the different tricks that they do. I think it's amazing because it seems so difficult to do the tricks that they do. They will just pull things out of thin air, it seems, but it's so exciting to watch. I especially like the one trick they do where they saw someone in half and then they put them back together. It's very exciting to watch, and I can't wait to watch my next magic show.
Everyone, come back to see us tomorrow here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.